This episode of Story 49 features Luke Avai Kulikhan, who passed away this past February. With permission from his family, we are honoring him by sharing what he graciously shared with us back in December. I had heard that Luke had some really great stories, and so I went to interview him.
I got lots of secrets that I cannot tell.
All right, so there may not be many secrets in this segment, but he sure did have a lot of stories.
My name is Luke Kulikhan. I was born in St. Lawrence Island, Northeast Cape, Sivak, 1936. I like to travel from one end of the island to other end. My father used to take me in his trap line all over island. We built a, my father built a house in Alingayak in 1917 and moved to Tamnik. And that's where they were born, most of my brothers and sisters. My oldest brother died there when he was only a child. So they buried him in the mountain, Tamnik Mountain. I got six sisters and five brothers. Five of us were born in the Northeast Cape, my home. I always think about it and dream about it. Quiet place. Especially Tamnik is a quiet place. There was nobody there when we were living there. Absolutely no one of them. Nothing.
Home. That's the theme that ran throughout this whole conversation with Luke. There are places, I think, that we all hold on to, even when we leave them. And for Luke, that was Northeast Cape on St. Lawrence Island, or Sivak, the place where he spent his early years.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like my homeland over there. We explored when we were kids. You know, my older brother disappeared to the land up and come back with a lot. Mother told him to pick up whatever greens they pick up, we eat. I wanted to step in my soil, beautiful, mostly flat area, except there's a mountain. It gives a volcanic mountain right behind the home. There's a hot springs there. We could swim there and clean that up. And on top, me and my friend went up the mountain before my father and Muriok, his cousin, when they were young, they climbed the mountain, volcano mountain. They said that before we were born, come down, there were seaweeds on the lake. There was a lake up there, top of the mountain. And they grab seaweed, put them in their pack, look around the lake, around, and then come down the other way. When he went down, he wanted to taste some seaweed. When he looked, nothing. Gone. Different atmosphere or something. No more seaweed in their packs. And then my young life, me and my cousin, climbed. Let's do our father's tracks. We went up. Same thing, a lake up there, Volcano Mountain. There's hot springs, like Nome Hot Springs here, same thing. We get warm water. We call that mountain Ukikak. There's a volcano, little volcano mountain in between. And Tamnik's other mountain is, like you said, the plain. All the way to the other end is a big mountain. We call that Kidney Boiler Mountain, the big mountain. When I was a little boy, my father took me up. Boy, I was tired. I could see no mountains, Siberia Mountains, from there, tall.
There was increased military presence on St. Lawrence Island during World War II and through the Cold War, due to Alaska's proximity to Russia. The Northeast Cape Air Force Station was built to detect early warning of a Soviet attack. And that construction forced the relocation of several families, including Luke's, who lived and subsisted on that land. Since the closure of the site, the Army Corps has identified 23 contaminated areas within Northeast Cape. There have been ongoing cleanup efforts to rid of contaminants, from fuel spills, heavy metals, and PCBs, much more. And Luke's family, well, they never returned.
When we were living, we were going to settle in Dominic, which is make a village out of it. But 1939, the war was going on in Europe and the Far Eastern Japanese War. We were told to come back to Gambel or Sivunga, so we would be safer. So we left our home, which is Dominic and Sivak, Alinrik and Angstak. We left. Ever since we haven't gone back during Cold War, continue, Air Force Base was there, built early warning camp there. We haven't gone back ever since. Hurting to go back home. Defense Department, they don't want us to live there alone with a family, other families too, because it's a defense, Department of Defense want us to be going to Gambel or Sivunga, where there's airports where we can, you know, during Cold War is bad. Ever since we haven't gone back there. Too bad we have to go away from there, the war.
Do you remember the day that you left?
By boat. My father got a big wooden boat, the whole thing, except our cabin and other stuff. We have to go back to. First, we went to Sivunga. We were going to live in Sivunga, but my mother said, no, Gambel. She bossy. So we went to Gambel. Yeah, I was so sad about my home. Beautiful place. We got stones lined up somewhere in the rivers. I thought I was going to go back and look at them again. When my brother, oldest brother, grave in that mountain. Yeah, right now, just the memory. If I were younger, I'd be there.
As hard as it was to leave, life for Luke's family began again in Gambel.
Gambel got a mountain, 700 foot mountain behind it. Highest peak is 700. And then slope down to east, and then 5 miles away, 4 miles and the mountain. And then there's a lake behind village for water, year-round water. We use ice for in the winter. And there are two ponds for water. And then Gambel and Sivunga mostly are trapping and hunting. They live through. My father, from then on, he keep on trapping, hunting. That time, a fox skin, $100 each, which is a lot of money. And he's successful. Every time we come from trap line when we were kids, you know, we have to unload his sled. Sometimes 10 to 15 of them. That is very good money there. Fur buyer comes once in a while when the fox skins were dried up, ready to be sold. There are other kinds of foxes too, blue foxes and other kinds of foxes. My mother is a good sewer. He got a lot of children to raise. She raises very, very good, good clothing. We didn't get cold. clean house. My sister, I know that they scrub the floor with the hands and knees with a brush. When we boys try to come in, and then out. Out we go. Clean houses. Gamble people are clean, you know. There's no mud, there's the gravel. Most of the Gamble and Chibunga are clean. They hang their clothing outside of the whitening. Also, their parents are good, you know, teach them how to be clean and helpful, help your neighbors. We love each other at Gamble. In school, we use a regular cotton, but when we want to go outside, we have sealskin pants, sealskin parka, mittens, sealskin mittens, and a boot, summer boot and winter boot. Mostly sealskin, but we got reindeer parkas too. My mom was a very busy mother, but she had help from our auntie, Rachel. We call her Buddy Moon. She raised us too. We learned how to be nice to people, how to live a good life, obey your uncles and aunties, what they say. They got school there to eighth grade. I went up to eighth grade, all of us went up to eighth grade, but we didn't go to high school, most of the Campbells, even that time. No high school.
A big part of Luke's upbringing was subsistence. And here, he tells me the story of when he struck a whale.
When we were little boys, 3 or 4 years old, out when we went to school, get out of school, we learned how to hunt that way. And then we become a motor. We have a boat, motor too, in the boat, skin boat. And then to the right behind a striker, how to shoot and harpoon, learn from a harp striker, and then become a striker. And then when a captain of the boat retire or getting old, become a captain. And the old captain become a cycle that way, cycle and become in the middle part. He can't do anything anymore, supervise. No, I didn't become a captain, but I struck a whale one time. My brother was a captain. and the third mate was my cousin. We were last boat because I served in the police force there, night shift. They let me sleep for a while, and then we were last boat to go out, the three of us. The wind was blowing from the north, and then here we go. And then on the way down there, lots of boats ahead of us on the edge of the ice watching for whale. My cousin said, "There's a whale." And there's in front of us. And I strike it. And then I got it. Last boat. And then my cousin Eric Bushu, other boat, Solomon Bushu's boat, killed it the second strike, you know. The whale was going away very slowly, wounded. He killed it, and then we take everything we got, and then the wind died down suddenly. When that happens, you know, when people caught a whale or something, weather could get nice, and, you know. It always happened. It happened nice and calm. And then on the way, how are we going to tow the whale to the Gamble Beach? And ice in front. We were 15 boats towing the whale. The first boat is us, you know, who killed the whale, who got the whale. In front of us, ice open. All the way to the shore.
Wow.
Open. So we went, gone to the shore beach where we can. Amazing. When the people who get have to use the meat for everyone, it opens.
Mm-hmm.
Calm and open that day. Amazing. The whole thing goes to everyone. Even normal other villages to Alaska, the whale we caught was when we come home, we have nothing for us. Everyone's divided and then we have nothing. Our uncle Fred Akomielok said, "That's okay." Pretty close. And winter time, we go hunt the other side of the mountain where there's some seals. And springtime is the best hunting. And December is another best part of the year to hunt because icebergs and ice flow from the north with food, all kinds of game, whale, polar bear and seals and all the birds, lots of birds.
Wow.
When winter comes that way.
Mm-hmm.
And summer is open water, or you can go anywhere to around the island for eggs for the cliffs. We climbed the cliffs for the mer eggs, and lots of birds on the cliffs over there, south side of Gamble. We have to climb. We up there. To have to be brave to climb.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, he's an older brother, he's a climber. We kind of come down, he'd call us a chicken. He'd climb and gather eggs, and then he told us, "You're going to starve if you don't come up." Teasing us.
Were you scared of heights?
Yeah. Yeah.
Luke also spoke about all the things he did for fun while growing up in Gamble.
We like to ski, wintertime skiing and skating, favorite. Summertime we go hiking, long walk somewhere, explore the right around the village, and dig for artifacts. Some are expensive. We remember that me and my brother, we have sled, each one of us sled, dog sled. On our sled, when we're special occasions like Christmas and Thanksgiving, we help people who are helpless, especially older people, can't walk anymore. We go get them by sled, you know. Push, no dog team pushing. Sometimes I took an old woman. I put him up the hill, snowbank. We slide down. Ah, she couldn't. Lot of uncles and grandfathers, we take them by a sled. They always get together and storytelling and singing, dancing, and lot of stories they told us. Some are short, some are long.
Luke told the story he loved the most, the story of a man named Ivanga.
When I was a little boy,
yeah,
they told it many, many times after, you know. They always told us, to which story you want to hear? That guy's name was Ivanga, the man who was rich, got four sons, and also magician. He can fly. He can do anything he wants. He can make people alive again, but humble, humble man.
From that story and his relatives, he learned the greatest lesson of all.
Our ancestors to parents and aunties told us to be humble, especially our little uncle. Uncles, auntie, the first thing to remember is be humble. Don't try to be high because you're not. We are created equal. If we raise your voice, that's bad because you will get hurt mentally and physically. Everyone, we're human. We get hurt easy. All of us, that's our advice. That's true too. We don't raise our voices. Not supposed to anyway. And help your neighbors, help anyone.
Luke also reflected on what it means to get older, and the things that have brought him joy throughout his life.
Every day was my happy days. And, happy moments are when we eat together, good food, happiest. We live in clean house. That do it, clean clothing. Well, I go to my grandchildren, help them grow up.
And as we were wrapping up our conversation, it circled back to where we began, and in fact, where everything for Luke began, on the land at Northeast Cape.
Moved back to my home, Northeast Cape, Dominic in Chivak. I want my relatives to go back there and build a village there because it's my home, God-given home. every time we go there, they feel so light, and then I'm home. This is really my home. I was born here. Not only that, my sisters and brothers are happy. We eat the sand. That's my favorite home, St. Lawrence Island.
At the end of the interview, I asked Luke if there was anything else he wanted to add. And he said this. It's a message to his friends and family.
I'm actually been here up to the young gamble. Spam could so hot meat by my name, never to go to be near country. Salina, I'm a good is but in calm, knock knock, but dog of a look like, but you were none of the duck, but we a good ex of Sigon Kutston. We are Lucy, been here up to come up to the. I told my relatives that I love them all.
This segment is dedicated to Luke Culican's family and all the people of St. Lawrence Island, especially those who grew up on the land Luke held so dear, his home on Northeast Cape. Thank you to Colin Culican and family for allowing Luke's segment to be aired and for all your help in getting this broadcast. Music credits go to Joshua Cunningham with Star Child and Adam Seltzer with the song True North. My name is Kristen Leffler. Thanks to you for listening to this month's Story 49. And remember to tune in on the third Sunday of every month to hear more. Story 49, sharing your voice, your story, your Alaska.